Hi, hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is for you. Welcome to another episode of the Black Minecraft Podcast. This is actually going to be a really cool, extra episode. I don't know if that's what I'm going to label it as, but I wanted to give you guys some insight as far as what we are launching. I want to make the official announcement today that we are going to be launching a kind of a side series. Think of it like a little side quest, I guess, if you will. We are launching Hustling Blocks. Okay? Now, if any of you know me personally, you are probably going to laugh at that because you're going to be like, Jenny, what? But Hustling Blocks, it actually is going to cover, many content creators, many educators, just many people who use Minecraft as either a way to generate money by ways of, you know, content creation, this, that, and the third, by ways of getting information and education out there by, of course, you know, education. Like, it doesn't even necessarily always have to be just really playing the standard game. It could be people who create skins, create texture packs, create mod packs, create experiences, create, like, all different things in which you are using the Minecraft ecosystem in some productive way. And that is what Hustling Blocks is going to be all about. I'm very excited to announce this because, A, it actually has a name. just keep in mind that, like, a lot of the episodes are probably at first going to say, I don't know what we're going to call this yet. because it took a while for me to conceptualize. It was like, what could I really name this right here, right? And what could I name the segment to differentiate them from regular episodes, right? Like, because of course you have Black Minecraft, the podcast, where we talk all about Minecraft, you know? But I wanted to be able to give, like, the side, you know, give good, like, side storylines, or, you know, really just, like, give a good in-depth look at some of the people who are making use of this game in amazing ways. I wanted to be able to do that. So it was like, you know what? Make a side series, right? Still within the same, it's still Black Minecraft, of course. But go ahead and, like, make segments dedicated specifically for these amazing people. And as kickoff of our awesomenessity, we are actually going to kick off this series with a few Black history, I don't even want to say Black history, but it is Black history because these people are doing a lot of historical things. These people are doing a lot of things that we don't really know about. Therefore, these people are actually generating a type of history. So it's not that it's not Black history, but, you know, I don't want people to just to think, okay, it's just Black history, but we are kicking this off within the month of February, and we are going to focus on some Black creatives, you know? Of course, Black Minecraft is dedicated, all right, is dedicated to making sure that Black people, Indigenous people, Hispanic people, people of color are able to be amplified, you know? That's what Black Minecraft in general is about, are able to be amplified, we are able to be represented, are able to get respect for equity and just all of these things. Yes, it is always going to be about the darker people. Of course, you know, it is. But we're starting it off in Black History Month because of the fact that, A, I'm Black, so there's that concept. B, there are so many Black creatives that we don't even know about that exist. Or if we do, we only know about them in like one small scale, right? So we need more amplification. And not all of these creatives are small creatives. They're not. And I don't even like to use the term small because I feel like small is such a, is stupid. Because they're always going to be big to somebody. It doesn't matter. Like, yo, there's people who have made fan clubs about me before. You know, so it's not necessarily small, but some of these people don't have a wide audience, right? Yet. Okay. So I'm, but some of these people have such a wide audience that it's ridiculous. However, being that we are Black creatives, the audience isn't audiencing enough, you know, the audience that it, for us to really have a huge audience, it does take, you know, more, and whatnot. So like you guys will be listening to creators of all like, you know, just all different areas of their content creation. So I'm really glad to be able to launch this. And like I said, we are starting off with Black creatives. Okay. Listen, don't at me. All right. Don't come for me on Twitter. Don't say, oh, Jenny, why are you only highlighting Black creatives? A, it's Black History Month. B, I am Black. And C, Black Minecraft got started originally because of the fact that I had to pay to be Black in a game. So, you know. So there's that. But, yeah, it's called Hustlin' Blocks. I'm kind of like, there were other names that were semi on the table. And like I said, if you know me, you know me. And you know that Hustlin' Blocks was probably the best bet because I was still able to, you know, I was still able to add my tomfoolery, right? So I was still able to, like, troll a bit. But, like, you know, still kind of play off words here because, you know, yeah. So I'm extremely excited, and I'm also extremely excited because, yes, there will be an EDU side. There will actually be people from the education edition arena, which I'm super psyched about, super duper, duper psyched about. So I hope you guys do enjoy. I hope you guys really do enjoy these segments. I hope that you guys enjoy these segments. And these segments, like I said, this is just the launch. I know that personally, I was doing a lot in February with just, yeah. There's a lot going on in February. So, yeah, this is just starting off in February. But it's not just in February, if you guys get my drift. There's actually a lot of Black creatives who, two creatives actually who are currently on subathons. So, you know, so to ask them to stop their subathon so that, you know, so that's how I'm looking at it, is that, yes, Black History Month is the kickoff. Yes, February is the kickoff. It's also my birthday month, you know. But that's not where it ends. We are who we are 365, 366. You guys will probably see me put that on Twitter quite a few times. 365, generally, our calendars have 365 days. But we all know that lovely leap year that hops in there periodically. So there goes the 366. But we are who we are. 365, 366, all of the hours of every single day, we are who we are. So for me to only do something just in February would be doing a disservice, you know? It would be saying that whatever time I have in February to do stuff is the time that I have in February to do stuff is the time that I'm only going to be able to do something like this. And that's not true. I do my best all year long to making sure that, of course, finding new people to connect with and everything. So yeah, so this is just the beginning, and I'm just like super excited that you guys are going to be along for it. Super psyched. Now, mind you, some of these episodes, I will have it labeled if it's explicit. There might be one that was. Oh, God. Okay, so don't quote me, okay? I will definitely make sure that they are labeled. Like, none of it is really heavily explicit, but I do try to make sure, you know, just for like audience, you know, for audience's sake, so that they kind of know. Look, I wasn't the one cussing. You go ahead and blame the creator. You tell the creator, hey now. But no, I'm very glad. Very glad I was able to do this. We have even like one person actually lives in the same city as me. So that's pretty cool. One person kind of has close to the same creation journey as me, which is great. But then we also have people who are completely different, and that is awesome. So I'm glad that you guys are here to experience this. I hope you guys do enjoy the segments, and I hope you guys do share the segments. Make sure that any podcast episode that you listen to within this podcast channel, that you guys, you know, feel free to share. Feel free to share it with your friends, with your family. Feel free to share it with people that you know, people that you don't know. All of these episodes are allowed to be played on streams, on your content, in tickety-tockities, you know. All of them are able to be played anywhere. And I just want people to understand that, because I want people to know that, listen, a lot of these podcast episodes will be the only time you guys ever hear from these people being able to be candid about their Minecraft creation. Far too often when creators are asked to participate in these monthly shenanigans, especially when they are Black people, when they are Indigenous, when they are people of color, a lot of times the Minecraft community side is not looked at, okay? And that's just being honest with you, you know? A lot of times these podcasters don't really want to talk to a dark person regarding their love for Minecraft. You get a lot of these podcasts, a lot of these episodes that always focus on people who are playing FPS games, which is not a problem. Shout outs to I Am Eye Candy, you know, plays a lot of Apex and stuff, you know. Shout out to Miss Fun Size, you know, but not all of us play FPS games. You know, some of us play FPS games and, right? Or some of us really just be doing our own thing, and whatever takes us in the wind is what takes us in the wind. So, like, that's that to me, that is really the overall importance of this podcast, is that you're actually being given something that you're probably not going to find anywhere else. Not for a hot second. And I could actively say that. These podcasts also, by the way, guys, these podcasts, of course, are also going to often feature a video side of it too, like on a YouTube. So be on the lookout for that. So you have, you're going to have options of whether or not to listen or to listen and watch. I want this to be something where you have audio and visual, because it's something really important to see us. Not just hear us, it's something really important to see us. And yes, some people did get on camera, which is amazing. So, yeah. So I just want to let you guys know, stay tuned for our segments called Hustling the Blocks. Or is it Hustling Blocks? It's Hustling Blocks. Yeah, stay tuned. And once again, I just want to thank all of our Patreon supporters. I want to thank you guys so much. I want to thank you for everyone who shares things, retweets, all of that jazz. People who believe in what is happening. People who support the creators. People who support just everything. I do appreciate you guys. Make sure you guys do have a wonderful day. And I'll see you guys on the podcast, right?